would you do if you had to escape for your life? Well, that is what happened to Moses. That he was the adopted son of the king's daughter made no difference. The king was after him. The king was sure Moses would never become an Egyptian and rule in the palace. Moses was a Hebrew and would always take the part of the Hebrews. Pharaoh was angry and wanted to kill him. But Moses had already left for the land of Midian. He settled there, married a daughter of the priest, and became a shepherd. Many years have passed, and the old king has died. So, on one special morning, Moses is thinking over all these things as he cares for the sheep. He hasn't forgotten his own people and their sad lives as slaves to the Egyptians. He longs for some miracle of God to free them from their bondage. Alone, except for the sheep, he prays.
Lord, have you forgotten your people, still slaves in Egypt? Remember, I too am a Hebrew, Lord.
Suddenly Moses saw a strange sight. A bush had burst into flames, but the bush was not burning up. It was the angel of the Lord getting Moses' attention. The Lord wanted to speak to Moses.
I must go to look into this strange and marvelous sight. Why is that bush not burned up?
Then God called to him out of the bush.
Moses, Moses!
Here I am.
Do not come near. Take off your shoes. You are in the presence of God, and this is holy ground. Moses, I have heard the cry of my chosen people. I am going to deliver them from being slaves to the Egyptians. I want you to go and bring my people out of Egypt.
Then God gave Moses great power. Moses obeyed God, and so God used him. We all have a place in God's plan when we obey God's word. God would like to enter into your heart and give you a new life. You must invite him into your heart. Is Jesus knocking on your heart's door? If he is, pray this prayer. Dear Lord, I'm sorry for the wrong things I've done. Please forgive me and come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I know I am now a child of God and will go to heaven someday. I want to live my life for you. Amen.